For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
For the topic right now, we've chosen dating disasters. And you ask yourself, how did we come about choosing dating disasters? Well, Tia came into me and said, we don't know a lot about Erica's past. Let's do dating disasters.
Oh, well, that's all I had. So that's interesting.
I knew it.
Do you want to talk about the guy I dated for a year who... I don't think dates women anymore. Anyway.
Do you think you shoved him over or?
Probably. Okay. Knowing me.
Okay, but like, it's for me, it's not just that, but it's like, have you ever had like just the date itself be like.
Well, okay. I have to tell you guys about the story of what I witnessed the other day. But first I will tell you, I think the worst date of my life. I go to meet this guy. It's like 3 days after Christmas. So in that weird in-between time.
Ew.
And he's like, yeah, let's like grab a drink. And he's like, let's go at 9 p.m. First of all, I'm like, that's so late, but whatever.
Oh, because he's trying to be the last thing on your calendar.
Maybe.
Smart.
Okay, you too.
No, but I never thought of that. Because if you do a 6 o'clock date or drink.
Be like, I'm going to meet friends.
Yes. But it's like, it's like, you don't have other plans. Oh, you have a work thing? No, you don't. It's 10 now.
Yeah. Well,
why don't I just come home with you?
I wish I had a work thing after this. So I get there. He's like 15 to 20 minutes late.
Oof.
And it's fine. I like have a drink. The moment he sits down, I'm like, this is not going to be good. He proceeds to talk about how much money he has and about his car.
In a positive way?
Well,
so he's bragging.
Yeah, he's bragging. And then he's like, yeah, my car. To the point where I'm like, do you make love to your car? Like, this is so extreme. It is clearly not a match. I felt that he understood that as well. We go to leave and he's like, well, I'll walk you to your car.
No.
And he does. Because like, what else do you say? No, I'm good.
Yes.
Well, I think I did try to say that. And he was like, oh, you know, the parking lot, tiny, by the way.
I don't want you to see my car.
And then he's like... tries to kiss me.
He didn't lean in. Oh, no.
And I dodged. And then he's like, well, do you want to see my car? And I said, no, I'm good. Thank you. And then next day, he's still cold. It was like, want to go out again? And I was like, no. Sorry, so he didn't call. He texted.
He literally didn't see any of the signs.
He thought the signs were hitting all green lights. And boy, was he wrong. I think I went home and cried after that date, actually.
What? So you just reeked of desperation enough that he thought, I can land this one, even though...
I just think that he was like an inflated ego kind of guy. He just thought every woman would want to see his car, which, by the way, wasn't anything special.
I thought you didn't go see it.
I didn't. But the way he talked, I think it was just like a normal car.
It's a Nissan Altima.
Okay, yeah. It might have been like a Mercedes, but still.
Okay, well then...
It wasn't worth it. Okay,
let me ask you this. Which is worse? I went out on a date with a girl, like, and what steakhouse is it? Maybe Chop House? It might be Chop House. Okay. Where they have like butcher block, like the butcher paper on the table.
Okay.
They just, I don't know why they do that, because it's the Chop House. So like, they're calling it like, so it's just got that. Anyway, so you can draw on it. Like when... like you're just sitting there and you got the white paper over your tablecloth.
And did they bring you drawing utensils?
Sometimes. Like,
did
she
request crayons?
I think
she
they
was
sometimes just
21?
Throw crayons on the table because, well, she was a child. And no.
Stop, that's not funny.
I know.
That's very disgusting.
Okay. But so I think sometimes they just write the specials or like oysters, Rockefeller.
Oh, okay.
And like, and then you just have these crayons. You're like, oh, and you're drawing little penises or whatever. Like you're.
Of course.
Right.
What else would you draw?
Right. No, you're drawing while you're, but we're on like a first date. And I look over and she is writing her first name with my last name over. And this is the second time I've met her. Our first date. She was was like a bridesmaid in a wedding. I was a groomsman. And we were like, we should go out. Yep. She's writing her first name and my last name.
Did you run?
I'm at the chop house. I know people. Like, we had to stay. Like,
I know people.
No, yeah. But I mean, it's like,
you couldn't just like.
I'm not going to jet. I can't leave her. Yes. So I had to sit through the date. And I'm just like, I see it and she won't stop. She's like, her last name hyphen my name. Like, she was.
I didn't even do that with my new last name, by the way.
I'm psychotic.
So that's something I'm practicing.
Right.
But so you met her at a wedding, though. So she had it in her mind.
Yeah, her ovaries were like, wong, wong, wong. And plus, obviously, I'm drawing penises. Right.
And her hand felt too limp.
And you have a great car.
Well, it was the car.
Okay, listen. Whatever it is, if you've got a dating disaster, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text. I want to hear the other story.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? You want me to tell it?
Well, you said you have a story that you witnessed.
Have you ever been sitting at a bar and you're watching a date and you're like, this is the worst date I've ever witnessed?
Almost constantly.
And you know what? I've been on the other side of that. I know 100% for sure. So I felt really bad for this girl. She shows up. She slams a drink. And my fiance and I are like, whatever, it's Friday night. She then is sitting there waiting and a guy walks in and you can loudly hear the like, so good to meet you. Thanks for meeting up. Like, it was really good to match. Like, it's an app date.
Yep.
She slams another drink.
Ooh.
And this guy suddenly starts, he's talking about his intramural like softball team to the point where she's not getting a word in because this is so important to him. And then he ordered a beer.
Where'd they go?
My God.
Did they win it all? Or? Okay, sorry, you're right.
He orders a beer, he starts drinking it, and then he starts telling her like, well, this is my first beer in like 6 months or something. And she immediately feels bad and is like apologizing for being like, we could have met somewhere
else. Oh, because it was her idea to,
And it's fine. And then he's like, yeah, beer doesn't really make me feel good. And so then she like feels, she's slamming drinks and she's probably embarrassed. And they did leave together. But the entire date was 25 minutes.
It was tender then. She was just...
Maybe it was Tinder. Yeah, you think so it was she's like truly just a like...
Yeah, we're just going to scratch an itch.
But
I'm sorry that you...
I don't know if that's what Tinder's for anymore.
They're trying to make it not that. Trust me, I was on it. That never happened.
If I was this girl, I would have kicked that man in the shins and left. I just want you to know. He was so rude.
He probably wearing shin protectors.
Oh my gosh, that is softball game.
I'm just going to say, you sound like you're predisposed to... If his conversation isn't right up your alley, you're like... Because you didn't like him talking about his softball team.
Oh,
you didn't like
record?
This guy talking about his car. Mm-hmm. Like,
this girl wasn't doing herself any favors either. But he was really rude to her and I felt sad. You guys, I wish you could have been there. I was sweating. I was texting my sisters like, this is horrific and I know I've been that girl before.
When all else fails, get a napkin, draw a penis on it.
See how everyone responds.
Doing it right now.
Am I allowed to say that word as many times as I've said it? It is an anatomical.
Unclear. We'll see if you're here.
Okay. If you've had a dating disaster, we'd love to hear what went wrong. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
3-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about dating disasters, and rather than just spend the whole rest of the show examining Erica's life...
It was rough before my fiance, I'll tell you that.
But did you... Oh, man, I can't tell you this on the air. I forgot to tell you guys why the date that I was on... I don't ever want to say my last name on the air, but it's... She really liked the sound of her first name and my last name, so she just wouldn't stop writing it. But if I say it out loud, then you'll...
It's really creepy.
It's beyond creepy.
That's not something you do on even like a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th date. If I did it now, my fiance might find it cute.
But like... When you were talking about the date you went on where it was an obvious not connection.
Right.
And then he still went in for the kiss at the end.
Right.
And then still contacted you the next day.
And asked me to see his car.
Right. My esthetician that used to like fix my face, I remember she went out on a date and she was like, we sat down, we were like Wash Park Grill. It was awful. We knew right away. And then I was like, I'm going to go. She was like, I got to go. And then he's like, well, I didn't bring my wallet.
No.
So she paid for the drink and then she left. And she said when she got to her car, he sent a D pic from the bathroom of Wash Park Grill. Like, are you sure you have to leave?
Yeah, because honestly, a D pic isn't going to do anything for me unless I'm in love with
right.
you.
And even then.
It looks not the best.
Yeah. Like,
I can imagine.
I have one and I don't like, kudos on you gals, man. Like, gross.
Yeah.
At least he went to the bathroom, I guess.
No, but I mean,
didn't it. Just shoot it down his pants.
She left early and paid.
Just completely missed the signs.
And he's like, are you sure you gotta go? Like, what?
As if she'll come running back in.
Hold up, hold up.
Say less. I saw that.
I know TX has a story, but let's get to Lauren real quick. Lauren?
Yay.
Yay.
dating disaster. What happened?
Yeah, so this is about 20 years ago before Parker was like really super developed, right?
Parker.
And I meet this guy in the AOL chat room, which was the first problem, right?
Oh my gosh, TBT.
And so he has me drive all the way, and it's like the butt end of Parker, to pick him up. And this is New Year's Eve, and we get down to Main Street, and nothing's open because it's New Year's Eve. And he's like, well, I could like buy you a soda at McDonald's or something. And so he literally took me to McDonald's and brought me a soda and bought me a soda. And I was coming down with like a really bad cold and I was really not feeling well. So I was like, I begged out. I'm like, you know, I'm just not feeling really well. Let's do this again. I drop him back off at his apartment and he tries to kiss me. And I was like, no. And then he's like, come on. And I'm like, I'm sick. I don't want to get you sick. I don't. And so he gets out of my car and he's like, fine, I guess I'll never see you again. And just slams the door and goes into his apartment building. And I was like, cool. What? I'll never see you again too.
And now they're married.
No.
I don't like him. I don't like that aggressive behavior.
Again, ever.
I know that McDonald's and Parker well. Drinks aren't that expensive. No reason for him to be.
You picked him up. Like, what?
Yeah, why did you pick him up?
I don't understand.
He said his car was in the shop. He probably didn't even have one.
Yeah, no way.
You know, I was like 22. I didn't, you know.
We do the worst things when we're 22. Mm. And the worst men.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. Tiak?
I was home from school, so it was kind of a weird in-between thing. And there was another girl who was home from school, so I took her out. We went to Pizza Hut.
Strike one.
Yeah, this is. Which is fine. It was a Wing Street Pizza Hut. I should have said that.
You should have clarified.
Yeah.
It's Iowa, though. That's right. Probably like taking her to.
Yeah, I wore like a tie. Oh, what do you want?
You did not.
Oh, thank God. That makes Pizza Hut so much worse if you're wearing a tie. God.
But I used the coupon at Pizza Hut. There was an issue.
You did?
I did it real low key. There was an issue, so they had to come back. I'm like, sir, your coupon is coming. I'm like,
no.
Enough with the, don't bring it up. She was a little turned off by that. Then afterwards, I think I clearly set the tone that I was trying to cheap out a little bit. I was like, let's just go. I know a great place we can like lay. I brought a blanket. I'm like, we can look at the stars. We can just talk.
Favorite first aid activity, lay.
Yeah. I'm kind of tired already. You know? So we're laying in this field. It was in my neighborhood.
She went for it?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God, because you bought her pizza?
No,
because
I'm cute.
On a coupon?
I'm cute. Cute enough to get the second, but not cute enough because then the guy who lives in the neighborhood, like the HOA head guy, comes running over to the empty field and is like, what are you? You guys can't just lay here. What are you doing? Who are you? And then I had to get up and be like, I live here. My parents are now. And he's like, oh, Tyler? No, you. And he's like, who are you with? I'm like, oh, I'm just. It was super embarrassing. Like, we got kicked out of laying.
You
in the ground.
Were the disaster.
Yes.
Oh, no.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.